The Wilma Theater in Philadelphia is producing a documentary-style play about a war photographer and the playwright trying to tell his story. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports the script of The Body of an American is based on real dialogues.
Paul Watson, welcome to Fresh Air. Let's start with...
In 2007, Terry Gross spoke with war photographer Paul Watson about his memoir, Where War Lives. That interview began with a description of Watson's famous 1993 Pulitzer Prize-winning photograph showing people in Mogadishu desecrating the body of an American soldier. As Watson took that photograph of civilian Somalis dragging the stripped body of Staff Sergeant William David Cleveland through the streets, he heard the dead soldier speak to him.
Well, I heard a voice very distinctly. As clearly as something inside your head and outside at the same time. If you do this, I will own you forever.
It is this radio interview, Fresh Air, that piqued the interest of playwright Dan O'Brien, who immediately reached out to Watson. The resulting play, The Body of an American, is an account of the creation of itself. The two men spent years in an awkward collaboration, with the playwright wanting to tell the story of being haunted by a dead soldier, and the photographer wanting the playwright to package his philosophy, that war can be overcome if people would work to resolve their own internal conflicts instead of killing each other over external ones.
That's just a hard thing to get across to people, because it sounds like a Michael Jackson song or something, and it really isn't. It's a very practical way to approach a problem that is so big that people turn their heads away in frustration.
Watson regards O'Brien as a confessor. He unloads onto the playwright his insights and anxieties gathered from a career of taking pictures of war, but he has never seen the play. Even when he appears on stage with O'Brien to answer questions of the audience, as he will during the Philadelphia run, he adamantly refuses to see the play because it's overwhelming. He says his message of resolving internal conflicts as a way to avoid war is better suited to the creative arts, like playwriting, than reports in the media.
People experience the trouble in the world through their TV sets or their internet connection, their Twitter feed, their newspapers, hopefully. And that's what they understand the problem to be. And having lived through so much of it, I'm just convinced that that isn't really what the problem is.
That disembodied voice Watson heard, "If you do this, I will own you forever," 2 decades later, he has come to regard that voice not as a threat, but a challenge to never give up on peace. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.